This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Large contingents of Cuban police are patrolling the capital of Havana following mass protests around the island nation. Cubans are protesting food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis. Cuba's president says the demonstrations were stirred up on social media by Cuban Americans in the United States. Many young people took part in the Sunday protests in Havana, which disrupted traffic until police moved in after several hours and broke up the march when a few protesters threw rocks. That demonstration and others in communities around the tightly controlled country were one of the biggest shows of anti-government sentiment in decades, and authorities appeared determined to put a stop to it. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's office described a suggestion by a former foreign minister that Beijing may have played a role in his election as nonsense. Former Foreign Secretary Albert Del Rosario made the statement at a forum on Monday. He said a most reliable international entity had informed him that senior Chinese officials were bragging that they had been able to influence the 2016 Philippine elections so that Duterte would be president. Taking a look at the U.S. stock market, the S&P 500 opened at an all-time high on Monday, the opening extending a record run from the previous session, with investors awaiting the start of the second quarter earnings season and a batch of economic data. The U.S. general leading the war in Afghanistan relinquished command on Monday at a ceremony in Kabul. Austin Miller, America's last four-star commander to serve on the ground in Afghanistan, stepped down ahead of a formal end to the U.S. military mission there on August 31st. We have more stories on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis will attend the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Glasgow in November, health permitting. Scotland's Roman Catholic bishops made the statement on Monday. The bishops confirmed the Pope's presence among other world leaders in a statement on their website. The Pope is recovering in the hospital after surgeons removed half of Francis's colon on July 4th for what doctors said was a severe narrowing of the large intestine. The 84-year-old appeared for the first time in public since the surgery on Sunday. Aung San Suu Kyi was back in a courtroom in the Myanmar capital, Naypyidaw, on Monday. Suu Kyi, the leader of Myanmar's now-defunct civilian government. She is facing a new round of hearings on corruption-related charges brought against her by the military junta that ousted her from power. Defense attorney Kim Mong-za told VOA Burmese service that Suu Kyi faced three separate hearings on charges of violating the country's natural disaster, communications, and export-import laws, respectively. During the final hearing, he said it was discovered during cross-examination of the army officer who led the raid on Suu Kyi's house that he did not have a search warrant to conduct the operation. Six unregistered and illegally imported walkie-talkie radios were allegedly found in a search of her home in Naypyidaw. A hearing also held Monday on charges brought against ousted President U Win Mint for violating the disaster management law. South Africa will deploy soldiers to quell violence that erupted in the wake of former President Jacob Zuma's jailing. That, according to the military, on Monday, after days of riots and looting left at least six people dead. Disturbances worsened as Zuma challenged his 15-month prison term in the country's top court after weekend unrest by pro-Zuma protesters in his home province of KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng, where the country's largest city, Johannesburg, is located. Tesla founder Elon Musk took to a witness stand Monday to defend his company's 2016 acquisition of a troubled company called SolarCity. He's defending it against a shareholder lawsuit that claims he's to blame for a deal that was rife with conflicts of interest and never delivered the profits he had promised. And to no surprise of no one, the famously colorful billionaire did so in the most personally combative terms. Randall Barron was pressing Musk to acknowledge his mistakes in helping engineer the SolarCity acquisition. And he said, "I have great respect for the court, but not for you, sir." That according to Musk. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.